This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Nothing to see here. Move along. It's a holiday. We're not even here today, are we, Super Don? It's MLK Day. We've taken the day off. Haven't we? I think he has. Super Don has taken the day off.
See, I couldn't say anything, because if I did, that would mean I was here. So.
Oh, all right. You play it up. No, you can't do that. Radio silence equals not good. Not good.
Sorry.
No, we are radio not silent today. We are here on MLK Day in the United States. Those of you listening live around the country, around the world, welcome one and all to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. I'd like to think that MLK Jr. would be a fan of this show simply because we serve up a lot of what he had delivered. In particular, a concept called, well, civil disobedience. Although I tend to not want to denigrate anybody down to the civil level, a lot of the rights that he was promoting and others have promoted, we talk about civil rights. And I think that's a step down from, I could say human rights, but even that, yeah, that's fine, human rights. But what are they? Rights. What is a human? I mean, we got to ask these questions, we got to define our terms, and then we got to go dive headlong into intellectual discussions and have engaged debates on the substance of the matters being brought before us. There are a lot of people that will bring up MLK, well, he lived a life that, you know, you can always find something. All humans are human. And they have faults, they have things that they're not awesome on. And so my focus on MLK Day is not to point out, oh, well, he was, I'm not even going to go there. All right, so that's it. That's as close as I got to it. I want to talk about the positive contributions, and particularly the kind of contributions that really make a difference in your life today, no matter what, how much pigment you have in your skin. And this is the, you know, this is the thing when somebody says, Robert, you're a white guy from Eastern European descent, you should have nothing to say. I'm like, okay. But I'm not white. MLK Jr. is not black. And pigment is just something that you wear while you're inhabiting the body you have been given by that which created you. Of course, you could say mom and dad, but I'm going further up the chain than that. Straight to the creator, right? And we inhabit these bodies. We become lost and mired in amnesia. We forget who we really are. And we identify and over-identify with what we can see. Go back to Dr. Seuss and talk to star-bellied sneetches. There's always going to be people looking different than one another. Even white people look different from white people. Somebody's going to say, well, y'all look the same. Fine, I'm not offended. I just don't care about that stuff. It just to me, soul is what's inside. I like to bring soul on out, right? And it isn't like soul man or soul brothers or this or that. Soul. It's that divine spark of creation, divine spark of God. That's who we really are. That's who I acknowledge I am and you are, Super Don. And whether someone out there believes in what I'm saying here, it's inconsequential to the message here of empowerment, of standing up for what is right, and being disobedient to that which is not right. And there's a quote here. Our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson, we had on the program yesterday, Action Jackson, great guy, and I hope you're following him. We'd have him on all the time, but he's a busy guy. He wrote an article for MLK Day, and includes the opening quote from Martin Luther King Jr. There are two types of laws. One is a just law, and one is an unjust law. I think we all have moral obligations to obey just laws. On the other hand, I think we have a moral obligation, or we have moral obligations to disobey unjust laws, because non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as cooperation with good. Can you find any problem in that little mini paragraph there from MLK Jr., Super Don?
I can't. I mean, it speaks to, doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a law exists does not mean it's a just law.
There you go.
It reminds me of the whole theory of jury nullification. Same concept.
Very good. Now, so what I would, if I'm going to pick a bone with that paragraph of what MLK Jr. said, it's not in disagreement in total, or even maybe a minor nuance, because if I'm going to examine it and go deeper, I'm going to say, you know what? It's a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws. Okay, got it. I agree. Except that I wouldn't call an unjust law a law. It's no law, in fact. If it's unjust, it's not a law. It's a regulation on behavior. And that regulation on behavior also is, seemingly done because, well, people cannot self-regulate. They're incapable. There are a bunch of little children running around. If we don't regulate every little behavior, it's going to be crazy. The libertarians will take over. We can't herd you, right? And the idea of an unjust law being a law, it's the same thing as a law made in pursuance with the Constitution. That includes a treaty in pursuance. Fine, you've got the law of the land, supreme law of the land, the Constitution. But if a law is written by Congress, signed into what they call law by the president, and it is not made in pursuance with the Constitution, it is null and void on its face. And I think that's, for me nitpicking, I think that's basically what MLK Jr. was intimating with that paragraph anyway. So it really isn't me disagreeing at all. It's just saying, let's take it to that level of understanding. No, it doesn't have the force of law in reality, but MLK Jr., very smart man. He knows of what he spoke and speaks. And when he talked about disobedience, there were consequences to actions. And let's go ahead and hear the first quote from his own voice way back when in the 1960s as he's talking about civil disobedience.
I don't think any society can call an individual irresponsible who breaks the law and willingly accepts the penalty if conscience tells him that that law is unjust. And I think that this is a long tradition in our society. It's a long tradition in biblical history. Meshach and Abednego broke an unjust law, and they did it because they had to be true to a higher moral law. The early Christians practiced civil disobedience in a superb manner. Academic freedom would not be a reality today if it had not been for Socrates, and if it had not been for Socrates' willingness to practice civil disobedience.
Well, here you see that MLK Jr. was a student of history as well, biblical and otherwise. And he brought out his points and pointed to history, which is fantastic, because I'd like to see dots connected more frequently, more often, in fact, all of the time, in historical lessons, in school, in church, etc. And he definitely was doing that in this regard. Now, he says you must be willing to accept the consequences of your actions should you disobey an unjust law. I think that's an interesting concept. I want to explore a little further, but let's hear the follow-up from MLK Jr. himself.
And I would say that in our own history, there's nothing that expresses a massive civil disobedience any more than the Boston Tea Party, and yet we give this to our young people and our students as a part of the great tradition of our nation. So I think we are in good company when we break unjust laws, and I think those who are willing to do it and accept the penalty are those who are part of the saving of the nation.
So what is the penalty for disobeying an unjust law? I don't think the penalty is a just penalty, of course, but I think what he's talking about is the civil authorities that don't want you breaking their unjust laws are going to say, you know what, we're going to make an example out of you so that others don't do that. And of course, here it begs the question, if people really lived what MLK Jr. was saying, there would be no way they could enforce unjust laws. And we're seeing evidence of that tradition. Now, he brought up the Boston Tea Party, of all things. What was the rebellion about? Unjust taxation on tea. Taxes, something that the Democratic Party, which claims somehow ownership over MLK Jr. and is highly offended if a Republican acknowledges the good works of MLK Jr., particularly a Donald Trump, by lowering taxes, reducing them, or maybe even eliminating them in regulations that curb your ability to be a free man or free woman on this planet. Limit your expression, your experience, by claiming ownership over your property, over your ability to do work. So I find it rather interesting that MLK Jr. brings up the Boston Tea Party as a form of just, let's say, rebellion, if you will, against unjust laws that have no basis in righteousness. Now, the ability to stand up and do what is right is harder, certainly, when no one else is doing it. And MLK Jr. and a few others like that that stood up to the wrongs that were happening are heroic in stature in many ways. It's a lot easier when the crowd is already there and you go, yeah, here I am. Join the party a little late. I'm not here to critique those that join us late, but my point is that at any point in time you begin to do the right thing, it's not a moment too soon. So I would urge you to look as what Jeffrey Jackson wrote about in his article now, about the concept of medical disobedience. Many people have found out too late at the cost of their children that saying no to their doctor was absolutely righteous and correct. But they didn't. They were intimidated. They were scared of the consequences. The consequences of saying no to your doctor, for the most part, is a disagreeable response from the doctor. In the worst case scenario, you risk losing your child to the state because of the medical police state and medical kidnapping. These are real risks, and you have to assess them at any point in time. But I would say in the great tradition of MLK Jr., I agree with Jeffrey Jackson. We need to hold him up as an example, and we need to apply that example against the medical police state for medical and health freedom. 2018 is the year. Don't wait till 2019. It could be too late. It's not only about saying no to vaccinations and unneeded medical interventions for cancer or even infections. It's about saying yes to health freedom and healing liberty. That means yes to homeopathy, yes to herbs, yes to plant medicinals, yes to 100% whole food nutrition, whether your doctor or whether the state approves. This is no time to ask for permission where it's not required. And now we're also seeing this movement continue on in the nullification movement. Yes, the 10th Amendment, the little 10th Amendment center that could. 30 states in the District of Columbia now have said no to the federal government in its prohibition of the plant that God created, known as cannabis. However you deem it appropriate and righteous to use, I support you. Let me hear from you. What are your thoughts? And Super Don, you too, because we got to eat some fast food to counteract all of this good information. We need something inflammatory to happen. Nothing better than fast food.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's MLK Day, and all Super Don wants to talk about is the Saints' loss to the Vikings yesterday.
Well, no. Now, look, I didn't even bring it up. It was Ben.
Ben's the one that brought it up.
But you really dove in with both. That struck a nerve with me last night, but we won't talk about it right now.
No, we don't need to talk about it. That's all right. What we do need to talk about is... I think it's a topic I've been talking about for cheeseburgers. Yeah, let's talk about cheeseburgers. Not in paradise, because your body is not going to be in paradise if you're doing fast food hamburgers in the way that science is now acknowledging the things that me, little old me, humble RSB, has said for years.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so.
I could be a country singer. Not. Fast food! Who grew up on fast food? Raise your hand, be honest. See? Me.
Ding.
Fast food, kid. You too, Super D? Me and you?
Oh, sure.
We would have enjoyed each other's company in the drive-thru.
Eating my share, yes.
Right. I ate at McDonald's. I ate at Wendy's. I ate
Jack
at, Burger King. No, we didn't have Jack in the Box on the East Coast. No, we didn't have Carl's Jr., where I was, anyway. Taco Hell. Taco Hell.
Taco Bell, that's right.
Things like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I know from what I speak. Was I an inflamed little boy? Yeah, inflammation all over. Always met with non-steroidal drugs. But we now know, the science has shown, right? Science says. I wonder what MLK Jr. would say. I know that... Interesting, Donald Trump would probably not like what I'm about to say, because he does like McDonald's burgers. We've learned why recently. But we know that fast food can wreak havoc on our bodies. And the question is, what is it doing? What is it doing? It is stimulating inflammatory responses as if you are sick. That's the headline here. In fact, it says fast food may trigger our bodies to react the same way as if we were sick. Now, I've talked about it in terms of... The Biology of Belief, Bruce Lipton. He talks about growth and healing, which is the open, growing, it's that, you know, you're at ease, things are happening, you're just flowing, right? And there's disease or protection, fight or flight. And so you eat so that there can be growth and healing, although the digestive process does take energy. But if you put good things in that are nourishing, that are mineral rich and nutrient dense, your body goes, it's like a breath of fresh air. You go, yeah. But you put things in that cause half of the cells or more to go into a state of, run! It's toxic fast food! Yeah, I know your taste buds say, good. But your cells at a deeper level are going, run, get out of here. There's pesticide residues in that there food. You call it food. There's very little, if any, nutritional, what would we call it? Vitamins, minerals, trace, all the things we need in that food. We have, saturated fats that are not bad, but my gosh, the polyunsaturated, the vegetable oils that they're frying the stuff in and creating trans fats. They're hydrogenating these oils. And all of these things cause what they're known as cytokine storms to respond, cytokine responses, inflammatory responses, defensive responses. And so while half of your cells or less are trying to go, hey, find something good in there, like little RSB when I was little Scotty Bell, and my mom dutifully put me on, I'm not mad at you, Mom, help me to learn later, baby formula like the doctors told her to do, and I projectile vomited that out as fast as she put it in me, it was because my cells were going, rejection, that's not good for me. There's stuff in there that shouldn't be in a baby's body. And yet there's an adaptation for survival that occurs, which explains why people can eat fast food and not throw it up or have diarrhea within an hour. Because their bodies have adapted to survive on less than optimal food, and that's saying a lot. Means you have an iron constitution? No, it means you are in a state of chronic disease because you no longer have the power to reject that which is not good for you. Or if that's all you're putting in your body cells go, you know what? We will perish if we reject everything this guy puts into his body. So we're going to find a way to deal with the garbage and try to find a little bit of good in there and manage and limp along. And this is called the chronic state of disease. And this scientific study says, yep, Robert was right. I don't think that was in the headline or actually in a paragraph. Didn't say Robert was right.
No, I didn't see that in there, but should have been.
In these studies, they've actually identified the inflammation is there with that kind of food. It diminishes over time as you remove that food from your diet. Although they say, oh, there's a memory. My gosh, your innate immune system has a memory. Pretty soon they're going to say water has a memory and everything has a memory because it's recorded somewhere. And I'm not talking about Facebook and the CIA at this moment. That could be a place. But I'm talking a higher, deeper place. A causal plane, if you will. An Akashic record or two, if you will. It's all there, and you can tap into it at any time to learn the things we've learned here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But keep listening. Makes it a little easier to go down without the fast food.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're just talking on the break to our wonderful loyal watchers, not just listeners, viewers, because we are simulcasting in addition to our broadcast radio stream through our home and broadcast radio syndications, GCN, Genesis Communications Network. We also have a YouTube feed through Google Hangouts, as they call it, to YouTube directly. If you're not sure about where that is, if you want to see, it's interesting, seems people like it. Go to robertscottbell.com. That's where the show notes are each and every day, except for one day of the week when I normally take a day off. And we've got that coming up. Oh, speaking of a day off, I'm not going to have February the 3rd at the Health Basket, Central Florida. You want to find out where it is, go there. It's linked up. 2 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to be speaking about CBD and neurological diseases, etc. And my first lecture of the new year out to the public like that. I'm very excited about hitting the newer topic of neurological degradation, particularly with CBD and other things. We'll talk about it. We were talking about how we broadcast this through YouTube, but others also go through Facebook Live and Periscope. And I've done both of those things independent through
a
telephone.
You've done all those.
Yeah. But I've never simulcast this particular stream that takes our feed from GCN and put it out through Periscope and as well Facebook Live, because that would normally be through a phone. So if there's a way to do it through a computer that can tap into the same audio stream we're doing, video stream, through the computer, then that's what I need to know. So we will we put it out there to y'all that are just listening to. If you have ideas, drop us some hints through the social media networks. You can go through Twitter, at RSBell Media, or Facebook, The Robert Scott Bell Show, or there's the fans of The Robert Scott Bell Show there, as well as our if you're watching YouTube Live, you can actually, there's a nice chat room, a great community that's being built every day. Really great. And the people are lamenting it's growing so fast, and I'm not going to get any attention anymore. So I'll always remember the first adopters. You don't forget them. Now they're going out through Roku. Wow. Okay. So, Super Don, we've got some studying to do in that regard. If we survive the flu.
Yes.
Right?
The
if
flu.
We survive. Yeah. That's the big if, right? You don't know. If we survive the fast food, right? We got past that one. But now for our friends in the United Kingdom, because we care about our friends across the pond that are in the United Kingdom. We do. We love their accents. Lovely people. I love their, what is that? The Goblin Restaurant, I think it is, in Notting Hill. It's some organic fish and chips were to die for, as they say. And, well, what am I going to say? We love the Alliance for Natural Health UK in Europe. Rob Verkirk, Melanie Aldridge and them. And we want you to be well. They already know some of this stuff, but a lot of our listeners on UK Health Radio may need to become up to speed, because your local news is spreading rumors about a Japanese flu now, right? When in doubt, it's the Japs. No,
the
World
Japanese
War II is over.
Flu. You
right?
can't say that.
You can't. That's rude. You blame the Japanese. No, that's not right. But they always do that. They blame somebody else, somewhere else. It's like, never do we take responsibility for our own health. We blame the Japanese, or we blame the swine. It's the pig's fault. We blame the birds. We blame the seals. How long will it be till the dogs, right? The queen's dog. Oh, no. So what are we going to do? There's a warning of a fast-spreading new virus. It's wreaking havoc, as they're saying over there. And they call it the Japanese flu, spreading in the Manchester area. Yet they say it's not as severe as the one that's going around now. I think the H3N2 strain. They're calling it the Yamagata flu. Yamagata flu. I don't know. You got a flu?
Gotta get a
Yamagata.
Flu.
Yeah. Yamagata flu.
I'm a got a flu. Yes.
I'm a got a flu. You got a flu. I got a flu. All right. So it's an influenza B, less severe, but it's just rolling through. Now, no discussion of how you protect yourself other than, my gosh, you better get that flu shot. Wait a second. We didn't know this strain was going to be here. Do you think the Japanese strain was in that flu shot? No. And even if it were, would it be a guarantee of defense against the influenza virus? Not necessarily. We've said it time and time again that just having an antibody is not sufficient, particularly if your immune system has been corrupted or hampered due to toxicity and or deficiency, which are not accounted for in any flu shot except to make sure that you are going to be deficient in minerals that are going to be displaced and removed in the protection cycle, just like the fast food, of the injected toxins in this case. So you're going to be just spewing out the minerals as they're protecting you until there's nothing left, and then there's no protection left either. But they'll say, man, thank goodness we saw an antibody in you. Never mind. Oh, that flu you think you had is not the flu, because you can't get the flu from the flu shot. I've told you, it's true if it's not a live virus or attenuated live virus scenario, but flu-like symptoms can be as bad or worse. It doesn't have to be the flu, Japanese or otherwise. But they say this thing is a super spreader. Never pass up the opportunity for a great alliteration. Super spreaders. Like, dude, this is better than the super soakers we used to have when we were kids, right? Actually, that came after me. We had little squirt guns. Now they have super soakers.
Yeah, the super soakers. Those came out when my kids were kids.
So basically, the Japanese flu is like every kid has a super soaker filled with it because it's going to spread to everybody. No, it doesn't have to. Now, whether you have the homeopathic nozodes for influenza, homeopathic remedies that can counter it, the silver hydrosol that we utilize, the whole food selenium, or extra probiotics to replenish the 70% seed of your immune system, You have genuine ways to protect yourself, staying hydrated, getting rest. My gosh, can you people sleep a little bit? You know, people are, you know, stay up till 2 a.m, wake up at 4 a.m, and they're ready. It's like, no, that is going to fatigue you, and that's going to make you vulnerable as well. So there are ways to protect yourself, but none of these ways count if you're at Google. Don't listen to Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll make sure that the algorithms work so you'll never discover the show. So consider yourself very fortunate. You found me before Google could eliminate me. Google is at it again, and it's not an algorithm like in Facebook, but it's the trials that they're running to counter what we call affectionately the Google flu. Google flu. You remember that, the Google flu?
I remember that. This was a number of years ago, and it had something to do with Google was trying to predict the flu season by taking a look at what people were searching for.
Yeah.
And
They increased the number of influenza searches in a certain region, and they said, oh, my gosh, the flu is spreading in this area.
Right.
Now, never mind, that's even less scientific than the less scientific version of the CDC declaring flu everywhere, because they're really not analyzing it and saying, yes, we've identified that the flu virus is active, it's prevalent, and it's in this person and this person and this person. And no, they just said, stop counting. If the symptoms are close enough, that's good enough for us. We'll say the flu is in millions of people. And that's the science, the way they run it at CDC, right? If that's your level of science, put on your dunce cap now and turn off the radio. Because you're not a good listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm not going to be pleasing you. I'm not going to be making you happy. I'm going to be bringing some doom and gloom that the CDC and Google teaming up to produce the universal flu shot is not going to save anybody except the investors in Google or who holds the patent or who holds the profit-making potential of the sales and distribution. And that will likely include the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. So Google, in fact, we now are knowing, is funding the universal flu jab.
We've been talking about it,
isn't it? Well, what have I said, Super Don, about the fact that the insiders within CDC are even coming forward to say, you know what, these flu shots are just not working. Darn it, we're 10 or 50% successful. This is not good. They never used to acknowledge that. Now they're coming right out and saying it. Why did I say they were doing that?
It's nothing new, and that's the thing. This is nothing new, you know, that they're acknowledging. I mean, it's sucked for a really long time.
New is they're coming out and talking to the media and admitting it.
Right.
And I have said this. I think the marching orders are clear from up above. Go ahead and start planting seeds of doubt in the annual flu shot. Yeah, I know. We're still going to run campaigns to frighten people and say it's the best thing going. But go ahead and plant the seeds of doubt so people will go, you know, maybe this is not right. Because we've got something that's really close to manifesting. And it's called the universal flu shot. Google's going to help us roll it out. And we're going to counteract all that. And then who's going to care? Who's going to miss the old ones? They didn't work anyway. And we finally admit it. It's okay.
Well, it makes them look good, right? It's like we have discovered that the flu shot just isn't working. And so because you've been sending us millions of dollars, we have now come up with the answer to the problem, right?
Yes. And, of course, it's going to create 10 or 100 or 1,000 other problems. Because none of what the vaccination program is designed to do is actually enhance the function, integrity, and health of your immune system. You heard me. I said it correctly. And nothing you can scream and cry about is going to change that. The flu shot, any vaccine, is not designed, I repeat, it is not designed to enhance the health, the function, response, and abilities that your innate immune system has to respond to genuine threats from the environment or even from within. It's designed for one thing and one thing only. If you give them, let's say, their altruistic claims, it's designed to artificially stimulate an antibody into reality within your body. And their theory is that, well, that's all you need. When in reality, in order to do that, they are poisoning and intoxicating your body, your nervous system, your gut. Every cell in your body potentially vulnerable to the toxic poisons, read the ingredients, that if you ingested them, you could get in trouble if you put it in a baby's bottle. But even if you did that, the digestive system of an intact, healthy, immune adult could probably deal and sequester it and push most of it right on through. But when you inject it, forget it. All bets are off. And they want to do this universally. And don't think it's going to come without the adjuvants. extra aluminum. They love aluminum. This adjuvant irritant to hyperstimulate your immune system into Guillain-Barré, paralysis, death. It's a part of the Google flu as well because they're part of the eugenicists involved in what? Global population reduction by any means necessary. And it's best if they can get you to inject yourself or go to your local doctor or pharmacy and say, just roll up my sleeve and give it to me. They don't have to do anything because we are a suicidal species. We are a bunch of monkeys. I know I'm saying this on MLK Day. People are going to say, you're racist. No, I said we, me. It's not a pigment. It's not a race thing. It's a human race thing. We are a bunch of numbnut monkeys. Go, doctor, whatever you say. The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism is the official religion of the United States of America and the United Kingdom and many of the Western countries of the world. MLK's message was be disobedient. Be very disobedient to those authoritarians who would corral you into medical mythology or any mythology that will enslave you because they frighten you to make you believe or perceive that if it wasn't for them rescuing you from the government, that life would have been over before it began. Folks, we got to wake up. Be a little disobedient or a lot, like MLK Jr. talked about. We played some clips from him earlier. You got something to say? Come on over. RobertScottBell.com. Drop a message in. We got antibiotic resistance. You'll never believe who's carrying it more in the open.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Why are we playing surfing music? It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere, Superdog. Kind of nuts.
Yeah, doing the swim right now. If you had the video, you could see me. Yeah.
I like it. It's a surfing story. We finally have a surfing story. By the way, people that surf, winter, summer, doesn't matter to them. They put on their wetsuits. They put on their dry suits. They'll surf the Arctic.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Surfers. I've done mini surfing on the coast of Florida, where it's really tiny.
Mini surfing?
Well, it's like putt-putt, mini golf,
is that
right
surfing
on the waves.
For midgets?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't say midgets
can't
on the radio.
Midget?
I'm sorry.
God.
Dang it.
You just ruined our MLK Day broadcast, Superdog.
Whoops.
We were doing so good.
Little
now,
people.
No.
I don't know. No.
Mini, sir. It's like putt-putt instead of a golf game. You're doing the little,
I'm sorry.
The little waves. I've done that.
All right. Yep.
I haven't done the big waves. So I can say I've surfed a little, but nothing like what real hardcore surfers do. In fact,
I've
one
never
of the
surfed.
Ladies, you've never surfed. It was really awesome when you catch a wave. I have to say, I know why it's addictive,
well,
just from the little
I've
bit
got
I've
a,
done.
I've got a thing about water, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just because of a near-drowning experience that I had when I was a kid. So I got as close to being a surfer as I could. I look like a surfer. I talk like a surfer.
Can you give me some Jeff Spicoli to prove your metal, your surfing
dude,
metal?
Dude, I'm so wasted.
That's good. That's good. That'll do. But also, you're so filled with antibiotic-resistant microorganisms. Big trouble, mister. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Antibiotic-resistance bacteria could be spreading because of surfers. They're blaming surfers now. It's like the surfers get they get blamed for everything,
the poor
right?
Surfers.
Why? What's going on there? Well, this leads to a really deeper doo-doo kind of scenario. And perhaps it has to do with doo-doo making its way into the ocean.
You got to go deep into the doo-doo for this this study, huh?
Now, I don't know why scientists in the UK analyzed this, but they did. They analyzed about 300 people and concluded that surfers harbor a lot more antibiotic-resistant bacteria in their guts than people who swim in the sea but don't surf. Apparently, if you're a surfer, when you eat it, you eat it. You swallow a lot more water, apparently.
And you do. And I do know that I did some water skiing at one point, you figure you're moving heavy on the water. And if you hit the water just right, you're not just swallowing it. It can sometimes go in both ends.
Wow. Oh. Well,
that's
the thing
true.
Is, what's in the water? And apparently, antibiotic-resistant microbes in the water. What does that tell you about the quality of the ocean people are surfing in? And how much that matters? How much you got to work your, no pun intended, your tushy off to protect yourself? And they did swabs from 143 surfers and 130 non-surfers that were swimmers in the ocean. Of the first group, 13, about 9% had their guts colonized by strains of E. coli that were resistant to antibiotics. Only 3% of those who were just swimmers. So it was statistically significant. It's still not every surfer, but a little over 13% of them. So the question is, though, to counteract that, is it that surfers take more antibiotics when they're not surfing? It's a confounding factor. They say they figured it out, and it's not. But I still have concern for that. Now, I would say for this, for surfers, you probably want a bottle of silver hydrosol after you come out of the surf. You might need to do the silver allo protocol, and you certainly should be on a lot of probiotics to replenish the stuff that's being compromised. If you're harboring E. coli that's resistant because you're surfing and swallowing ocean water. Now, the question is, where are they dumping sewage into the ocean where you are? Southern California? Probably all over the place.
Well.
So dilution is the solution to pollution, they say, but apparently you can't dilute it enough in the big Pacific Ocean off the coast of California because you're harboring some nasty stuff. And I'm not liking the sound of that from an ecological, environmental perspective, but I am concerned for our surfer dudes who are listening, and dudettes, if you can call them that.
Dudettes.
Dudettes, yeah.
Yes.
So, I love surfing, love surfers, but yeah, this is a problem. This is an ecological
water,
nightmare.
You know, I know there were some beaches that I used to hang out at, and they can be kind of gross. You know, there's some beaches that have a really bad reputation for that because you're dealing with sewage and agricultural runoff and industrial runoff and stuff like that, which is really a bummer because the coast is like the most awesome place in the world you can be.
Yep, and now it's a place where you can pick up, you too can pick up antibiotic-resistant microorganisms. Surf with me, right? Well, maybe you could surf in a total body suit and wear an oxygen mask, too. My gosh, what are we doing to our environment? And guess what, folks? It's doctors who have set the stage to do this because they adopted the wonder drugs of the 20th century, those in particular known as chemotherapeutic antibiotic agents, of which we have outgrown here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't know how, you don't know why, you keep listening, tell your friends. The power to heal is theirs as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.